It's Saturday, January 7th, and you're listening to the Geek News Central podcast, sponsored by GoDaddy.com. Geek News Central is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Be sure to check the show out at Blueberry.com as well. Hey, everyone, we're live from Las Vegas, and well, at least as live as it can be. And, of course, I've got some great interviews for you from the CES press event, where we went around and talked to a lot of great companies that had some real cool and innovative products. Well, you ready? Strap in. Here it comes.
This is the Geek News Central Podcast, part of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. So grab a cup of coffee, take a seat, and crank up that volume, because you're listening to Todd on the Geek News Central Podcast.
Aloha, everyone, and hello from Las Vegas. And boy, I tell you, it's been a very interesting day. I flew out very late Friday evening from Honolulu and got into here in Las Vegas Saturday morning. And got into the room and got mission control set up. You guys ought to see it. There's computers and wires and cables everywhere. Got the portable recording rig all wired up. And then a little later in the afternoon, we loaded up on a taxi cab and went over to the convention center and got registered and got all set up for essentially a fun week ahead. About 4 o'clock this afternoon, we went to the CES press event, where they had nearly 100 vendors there that were displaying wares that had won some software and hardware that had won innovation awards. So as we wandered through the hallway, we captured some audio clips for you, and that's what I'm going to be playing for you tonight. But of course, before we get into that, I want to thank all of you for being great supporters of the show, and thanks for staying subscribed. And of course, for those of you that are checking out the show for the very first time, hey, Geek News Central is a twice-weekly podcast. It has a show released every Tuesday and Friday, and this is the exception. This is our one time of the year where we release shows back-to-back, so we hope that you'll stay with us after the CES series. But during the Consumer Electronics Show, we go around and we pick out vendors that we think are cool. They're doing some interesting stuff. Talk to them, find out what they're doing, try to get behind the scenes, try to break it down for the information for the common man so that you all know what's going on. Now, this show is sponsored by GoDaddy. So if you get over to GoDaddy.com, make sure you check out their domain names, hosting. And if you get over and decide you want to pick up a domain name or two or even a hosting account, when you check out, use the code Todd, T-O-D-D, and that will save you 10%. On your order. Of course, you can use the code GEEK5 as well. That'll save you 15% on orders $20 or more. And of course, the show is also hosted by GoToMeeting, the world's best web-based conferencing tool. And of course, what makes it great about GoToMeeting is you can have a meeting anywhere, anytime, any place. Don't have to travel or go anywhere. You can check GoToMeeting out, get a free 30-day trial at GoToMeeting.com/tech podcast. GoToMeeting.com/tech podcast. All right, I got a lot of great stuff for you tonight, and if you're not signed up to the newsletter, please get signed up to the newsletter so that you can get the details of what's going on with the show delivered directly to your inbox immediately following me publishing this. Now, because these are live recorded events, you're going to hear a lot of background noise, but we're going to have details within the show notes about who we talked to in the sequence of which they happened. And I may have to step in and ad-lib a little bit in between interviews to give you some more background information. But besides that, I think that's it. Again, we're live from Las Vegas, and we're going to be here through the 12th. So we look forward to bringing you a lot of content. Now, we're going to be putting up some video cast as well. Those will probably start going up tomorrow. And I hope that you enjoy those. You'll be able to find those linked at geeknewscentral.com or within the Geek News a group over on YouTube or a variety of different websites. You'll be able to play them within our player page at blueberry.com as well. But all of it's going to be in the same feed, so if you're subscribed to the RSS feed, they're going to come down. If you have a video iPod, you'll be able to view them in the video iPod as well. If not, don't worry. You'll be able to just watch them online very, very simply. So anyway, let's get right into it. And again, hey, thanks everybody. Thanks for being here, being part of the family. And for those of you checking out the show for the first time, hey, welcome to the Geek News Central Ohana. All right, folks, here comes the first interview.
All right, hi, Edward. We're here with the Parrot Bender.
Yes.
So, what have you guys got new this year?
We have two new products this year. One is called the Photo Viewer 7 because it's a 7-inch photo viewer, twice as large as our 3.5-inch photo viewer. And the second product that we have is called a Parrot Conference Phone. To be received, it's on its way, delivery here,
okay.
But it's essentially a tripod stand that gives full speakerphone capability with a 5-watt speaker for meeting conferences in offices.
Right. Yeah. Now, you guys have been famous for doing a lot of Bluetooth stuff. I saw you giving a demo with your phone doing a transfer, right? What were you doing there?
Yeah, well, I can show you in a matter of seconds, hopefully. What I'll do is I'll just take your photo here. I take a snapshot. And what I do is I actually store the photo in my photo album, and in just a matter of seconds, once it's stored, I retrieve the photo, and via Bluetooth, I'm able to free the photos from my phone. That's what a lot of people want to do in their camera phone, is they take a lot of pictures, but they have nowhere to send them. So by selecting the picture and choosing the move command on my Razer, in a matter of seconds, right here, you'll be able to see the photo displayed on this red one. So it says seeking photo, Parrot photo. It says connecting. And within a few seconds, you should see the image scrolling down.
So, you know, you can be out all day shooting some pictures with the phone, come back and transfer them into your little photo album. That's pretty cool.
You know,
that's nice.
What a lot of people have been doing nowadays is having actually photo viewer parties. So whether it be a football game or a graduation day or a birthday party, they take snapshots and then capture the moment and have fun.
Terrific. Thanks for spending some time with us today.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
All right, we're standing at the CyberLink booth with Manal, is that correct?
Yes, Manal.
And we're going to talk to them about some of their CyberLink products. If you've seen some of the reviews on Geek News Central before, I've talked about some of their products before, but they got a new product called Media Pro Deluxe, correct?
Yes.
So what's that about?
Media Deluxe is a suite of software for CyberLink for the Vista. So if you have a Vista Media Center, or if you have a Vista Home Edition, you can install Media Deluxe and you get additional entertainment features for your PCs or notebooks.
Okay, so is this available in retail right now? Or?
It will be in retail very soon. Actually, we will be starting this in February later this year.
So what?
Okay, and one of the software included here is one of our CES award winner, Magic Sports. And this is a software, it's very innovative, because if you have a recorded sports video, we can analyze your sports game and tell you, bookmark where the exciting moments are. So you don't have to watch all your baseball games, your recorded baseball games from start to end. You just, go into the bookmarks of the magic scenes and you can watch your games.
What is it going to retail for?
If I remember, it's about $70 US online, yes. And this one, this application is already online. So you can buy it directly from our online store.
Are the rest of your products going to be upgraded to Vista, or has that already happened?
Yes, we are in the middle of preparing all our software for Vista. So the first releases will be around middle of January, and we will start with PowerDVD, our DVD software player, PowerDirector, our video editing software player, and Power2Go, our burning software software.
All right, thank you for spending some time with us tonight.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, we're here at the Oticon, is that correct? Oticon booth with Alan. Alan, you guys got an award here, an innovation award. So what's it all about?
Okay, well, the award that we won was for the Oticon Delta, which is a new hearing device that came out this year. Oticon's been making hearing aids for a long time. And there's one thing that's unfortunately very true is that people don't want to wear hearing aids. We know that hearing aids are getting better and better and better, yet the market penetration is exactly the same as it was 10 years ago when hearing aids were very less sophisticated than they are today. So just making a better hearing aid wasn't good enough. And what we wanted to do with this project was really try to find something, we know that people have an aversion to hearing aids, so let's try and create a device which is as far from your preconceived notion as a hearing aid as possible. And that's where Delta came in. Okay. It's very small. When it's worn, it's virtually invisible on your ear. And equally important, when it is seen, it is very, very, very rarely identified as a hearing aid. And people are extremely reacting positively to this. Now, we've seen more people with Delta, we've seen more people who wouldn't wear hearing aids before try amplification than we have with any other device that we've ever brought to market.
I know that because I've got parents that are older and also have grandparents that have worn hearing aids for years. What's the age level on this that you're going after? Is this a product for all ages, or are you trying to hit a certain age group?
Yeah. I mean, with this, people of all ages dislike hearing aids, you know, especially younger ones. For the most part, people get a hearing aid when they absolutely have to, but there's literally millions of people out there that could benefit from wearing amplification at a younger age. So, yes, we very much would like to have, you know, to tap into that market of younger people who have yet to do anything about their hearing loss, but it's a device that can help anyone. I mean, whether you're, you know, 80 years old and you don't want to wear a hearing aid, or like millions of Americans, you could be 50 and know you have a hearing loss, not want to wear a hearing aid, and Delta is something that you could have, feel good about wearing, and also improve your life dramatically.
Typically, though, throughout the market, the hearing aid's been very, very expensive. Where does this retail at?
There's different levels. There's different models. They all have the same design and look identical, but there are different levels of technology. So with that in mind, and the range can be anywhere from as low as maybe $1,200 to $1,500 to as high as $2,600, maybe even $3,000.
So it's actually cheaper than some of the traditional hearing aids that are out there now, because I know some people have just recently paid us as much as $5,000 for a set of hearing aids. That's.
And I was referring to single unit. So that would be, a pair would be anywhere from $3,000 to $5,000. But like I said, there, you know, part of this big variation in that price is that there's different models. So there's a Delta 4000, a Delta 6000, Delta 8000, and as you go up in the suffixes, you go up in the technology and the price as well.
All right, thank you for spending some time with me today, and look forward to seeing this on the market.
Thank you.
All right, we're here with Niveus and with Brian, and why don't you give me a rundown on your product, Brian?
Okay, what you're looking at here is our Rainier Edition Media Center. The unique thing about it is actually running Windows Vista, which is due out at the end of January, January 30th. One of the things that Windows Vista brings is the ability to view and record premium high-definition content using a cable card. So what you're looking at down on the bottom is actually a dual cable card unit. It'll ship with our media centers, and now our customers will be able to view and record that premium high-definition content.
So you're one of the few that actually have a certified system out there to go then. That's good.
We are. We're fortunate enough to be a OEM of Microsoft's, and we have that relationship. And so, yes, we are able to ship the product come the launch of Vista. So here's an example of this recorded content. Here's SportsCenter, for example, recorded in high definition on ESPN. Play this. Of course, Media Center has some really neat UI functionality. I can pop up the user interface right over the television program I'm watching and scroll around, navigate Media Center without completely interrupting my television viewing experience. One of the unique things Niveus does as well is we've got a DVD changer that we sell. So if I come into DVD library here, can pop up, and these are all DVDs that are physically stored in my DVD changer that connects to my media center via FireWire. All the cover art, metadata information automatically downloads, so there's no ripping, and there's really no work to do for the end user. The end user just pops in the disc, and there's the movie ready to play.
So what is this unit going to retail for?
The Rainier Edition ships today. It starts at $3,500 and goes up to $6,000. We don't have a pricing on the cable card unit yet, but you can expect somewhere in the $1,000 range, give or take, depending on how that shapes up.
Very nice. Thank you very much. All right, we're here at the Hitachi booth. And of course, all the Geek News Central listeners know I've been sponsored to CES by Hitachi, but we're here to talk to them about their new 1 terabyte drive that they announced yesterday.
Hello.
Hi.
We're here announcing and showing our new 1 terabyte hard disk drive for desktop users. This is the industry's first 1 terabyte drive, a real milestone in the hard drive business with high capacity storage for people who use desktop PCs in their home for multimedia, for movies, for games, and also for backup, storage backup in the home.
Well, it took us a while to get to 1 terabyte. I'm glad we're here. So what do you, just take a rough prediction, when do you think we're going to make it to 2?
Well, the industry has been recently doubling capacity, I'd say every 18 months to 2 years. So it's a little bit hard to predict exactly when products will actually be announced, but that's been the recent rate of improvement. For example, 2 years ago, we announced and started shipping the industry's first 500 gigabyte drive in the same form factor for desktop users. So now, 2 years later, here we are with 1 terabyte.
What is the 1 terabyte drive going to retail for?
This will be retailing later this quarter for $399.
Oh, that's terrific. It really, really is. Well, I want to thank you for taking some time with us tonight.
You're welcome.
Have a great show.
Thank you very much.
All right, we're here with Little Richard. What's up?
How you doing, Dad?
Oh, I'm doing all right.
Oh, we just having a ball, but that ain't all. How's my hair? Is it pretty?
It's doing good.
It could be.
Mm-hmm.
I spent a whole lot of money on this baby. So how you doing?
Oh, we're having a good time.
Oh, I'm having a good time. All good food, good people.
Yeah, you over here, you hanging out with a sexy lady, too?
Oh, sure. She's a pretty thing. Yes, she is. Half as pretty as I am.
So do you really sing?
I sing a lot, baby. That's all I do. Write and sing, baby. I'm a rock and roll singer. Woo!
All right, thank you very much. And have a great evening.
All right, what baba loo baba, what bamboo, baby. I got to go.
All right, we're here with Mike from Elerion. Tell me a little bit about what you guys are doing.
What we're showing today is wireless USB technology.
Right.
And what it really is a direct replacement for a USB cable.
Cool.
So think about all those things that you've got in your house that have a USB cable. Actually, the best thing I think about is the fact that I've got a little older PC and it's only got 2 USB cables. So, of course, I have hubs plugged into that so I can get more stuff. Well, I've got like an 8-port hub.
Sound like me.
Yeah, so we got our cameras. My phone actually is USB. We've got MP3 players, we've got printers, we've got scanners, copiers, we've got hard drives that are all USB. The goal is to get rid of all the USB cables. And so what we've done is we've taken a Kodak V610 camera that we have retrofitted. So Elerion worked with Kodak to embed wireless USB in this camera. So what I'm going to do is take your picture. Nah, it's too bright. We'll take your picture. Okay? And what I've got is I've got a PC over here, which is a wireless USB UMPC, that actually when she clears out of the way, you'll see your picture over there, and we've sent it via wireless USB.
Right.
And this is just an example of this technology. That's a little add-on dongle that's sitting there on the side, just like you would find a Wi-Fi adapter, a Bluetooth adapter. That's a wireless USB adapter.
Very cool.
So you take it, plug it in at your house, and any of your peripherals and stuff can now be used with wireless USB.
So 802 point what?
No, not.
No?
No. It's actually an ECMA. This is one's on the Y-Media radio.
Okay.
The Y-Media radio is actually an ECMA standard.
Right.
Not an IEEE standard.
Okay.
So it's not an 802 dot anything.
Wow. So 400, I'm seeing it on the sign, 480 MPS is what your transfer speed is?
Right. So 480 megabits is the speed right now of USB 2.0, just like a cable. So at 3 meters, this runs at 480 megabits, and it actually goes out to about 10 meters, which is about 30 feet,
right.
And it'll run at about 110 megabits at 30 feet.
Sounds like some great stuff for professional photographers and all kinds of stuff.
I think one of the coolest applications is I've got friends who are professional photographers, and they're always swapping out their CF cards, right? So think about this. Hard drive on your belt.
Yep.
60 gig, 80 gig hard drive. Shoot to your heart's content. I don't care about the card. They all end up on here.
Right. We got someone joining the party here.
My buddy over there is flying at us again.
Well, that's cool. Did you get that?
If you start dropping stuff, we're going to be in real trouble.
All right. Hey, thank you for taking some time with us.
Thanks very much. I appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of the show.
Yep. Hi, this is Todd with Geek News Central. I'm here with Jesse with a cool product that's out that has won an innovation award. So why don't you tell us about it, Jesse?
So what it is, it's the Duracell Power FM, and we took the top 3 selling iPod accessories and put it into one unit. So it's an FM transmitter, it's also an extended rechargeable battery, and it includes a silicone case. The battery provides double the runtime, so it's about 24 hours, and the FM transmitter lets you scroll through either 5 user-defined presets, or you can actually go into manual mode and select any frequency within the FM range.
That's good. Yeah. No one else, I think, does that. That's new.
This is definitely a unique feature in this product, which I live in Los Angeles, so that's definitely something that's necessary with so many radio stations.
So is this in the stores now?
It's currently available on Amazon.com. Retail price is $79. The second gen Nano and the video versions will be available at the end of Q1.
Website?
You can find them right now on DuracellDirect.com/PowerFM.
Thank you so much.
What three devices?
Right now, the first gen Nano is available. The second gen and the video are coming at the end of this quarter.
All right, very cool. Thanks. All right, we're in front of the Hot Seat Chassis booth, and I'm talking to Alan. What do you guys got?
We are Hot Seat Flight Simulator is what we're unveiling at this particular CES. Steel tubular frame, 6-speaker, 5.1 Dolby Digital surround sound. The subwoofer and a center channel right under the pilot's seat. Designed for this particular one is obviously designed for a flight simulator. We have the unit, the full unit, seat, frame, the surround sound, a boomerang welded table to mount your yoke and your keyboard, mounts for your rudders, mounts for your 23-inch LCD widescreen TV with a high-powered PC running Microsoft Flight Sim 10. That whole unit is available for $3,974.
So definitely the diehard gamer, yeah. Well, guys that like do flights, a lot of flight sim stuff, right?
Well, it's not only the diehard gamer. It's, you know, that's definitely one venue, but we also have these in aviation colleges, aviation museums. We have private pilots who have purchased these to keep current and to keep themselves available and ready to fly when the weather's not bad.
FCC's not giving flight hours for this yet, though, are they?
If you interchange the controls that we have on this and utilize the other controls that we have, we use FAA-approved controls that would make this FAA-approved or what's called a basic ATD. So that would qualify you for 10 hours of instrument training and up to 2.5 hours of private time.
Cool. All right, thank you so much for this. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
And what's the website?
www.hotseatinc.com.
All right, terrific. Thanks, Alan. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, Geek News Central listeners, we're standing in front of the Digital Freedom website. Digital Freedom website. You guys can go to digitalfreedom.com, but this is very interesting. You guys all know my stance on fair use rights, so I'm standing here with Don, and why don't you tell me a little bit about digitalfreedom.org?
This is a new coalition or campaign that we started in October when we saw a bunch of legislative efforts to try to shut down a device called the Inno. Inno is made by XM Satellite Radio. It's essentially a TiVo-like device for radio.
Right.
It allows you, if you can't listen to, let's say, the Bob Dylan show because you got to work at that time and you want to listen to it when you want to, that's what that device allows you to do. It's facing crippling lawsuits and legislative attempts to basically put it out of business by the big record labels, you know, who obviously it's a threat to their business model.
Right, right.
What we're trying to do, this is a campaign that represents consumers, musicians that aren't the Sheryl Crows of the world, the 98% that don't benefit from the big labels, independent film producers, technology companies, and anybody else who kind of makes and uses these new digital technologies to bring some balance back to the debate. The big record labels, the big studios, they pretty much have owned Washington for a long time.
Right.
And this is an attempt to really be more broad-based and have a grassroots ability to fight back a little bit about what they're trying to do. We're not about piracy. We think that's bad. We want artists to be compensated. We believe that the big labels and the big studios should be compensated. We just think that consumers and artists should not be restricted in the way they use new technologies.
So, you know, for example, the RIAA, they were part of that getting that shut down, I believe, if I remember correctly, because I remember hearing some news on it. Was that right? Weren't they involved in that?
This is the attempt to shut down the Inno? Yeah, they didn't file the suit, but they're the lobbying arm for the big labels. So I think one of their member companies actually filed the lawsuit. But with the legislative issues, they were the ones up there on Capitol Hill trying to put at the 11th hour in October, November, after the election, in the lame duck, they were trying to force through some provisions. We were able to stop that from happening.
So does digitalfreedom.org then have a representation in Washington, D.C. as a lobbyist? Or
we're not lobbying ourselves as a campaign, but our member companies and member groups and member organizations have lobbyists in D.C. They'll be doing the actual lobbying. What we're trying to do, basically, is get the word out, you know, get a grassroots support, get a lot of individuals, wherever they are, to sign on. Go to the website, digitalfreedom.org. You can sign in. We're not looking for money. The big technology companies who have the money are the ones giving us the seed money, so that's not a problem. And then just try to be able to motivate and turn on people to weigh in with their representatives, you know, when these battles are fought.
All right, folks, we heard it right here, and check out digitalfreedom.org, and they've got an online petition that you can check out. Your vote counts, and you guys know my policy on this, so I'll definitely be going to the website when I get home tonight, and I hope that you guys will check it out as well. Link will be in the show notes, so you guys check it out.
All right, folks, well, that wraps up the show tonight, and I tell you what, we're going to try a little different mic sequence tomorrow. We know we had a lot of background, and trying to mitigate that as best as possible. So we'll see how our Sunday event goes as far as the noise goes. But a number of vendors there for you to go through. We went and talked to Parrot USA, CyberLink, Otacon, Hitachi. We talked to the Y Media Alliance, talked to some folks that had a very cool product from Duracell, talked to the Digital Freedom Alliance as well. So I hope that you've enjoyed the quick show tonight. We spent about a little over 2 hours in the press event. Now I've got a whole bunch of videos to supplement some of this content as well. So the videos are going to start popping up. It's about 9 p.m. here in Las Vegas. So it depends on how far I get tonight on video. We'll all depend on whether or not you get any video up tonight as well. But hey, that's the first one, and it's kind of short, and look forward to bringing you some great content throughout the rest of the week. And until next time, take care, and of course, send your comments to geeknews@gmail.com, geeknews@gmail.com. Call the voicemail hotline at 619-342-7365, and we'll get some of your comments in the show later on down the road in the next couple of shows. All right, everybody, take care. And again, from live from CES, aloha.